But one of the things that I've learned over time is that if you only have positive reviews, that probably reflects worse on you than if you have some 1, 2, and 3-star reviews. If you have a perfect listing, something's up. Hey everyone, this is Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing 100% white hat crucial review removal on Amazon. Is it possible? So we're going to be checking that out. What are the challenges that sellers face when it comes to negative reviews on Amazon? How does AI play into this? And how can sellers benefit from removing negative reviews? All right, everybody, welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and FBA podcast. Okay, our guest today said he owes me a cigar for every time he coughs on the podcast today. Just putting it out there. We're going to be discussing 100% white hat crucial reviews, review removal on Amazon. He's the co-founder of Ecom Triage. He helps run Wizards of Ecom Tampa Bay. His wife, I'll add him in there. Him and his wife started an Amazon journey in 2010. I think it's his wife. And they started by getting exclusivity to supplemental brands on Amazon, and then they expanded them out. So today, please welcome good friend of mine, cigar buddy, Danan Coleman. We have to go to a word from our sponsor, then we got to get Kelsey in there. Facing cash flow challenges with your e-commerce business? Discover Viably, your ultimate financial ally. From real-time sales data integrations to immediate funding access, Viably is here to support you. Plan your growth with their free tool for online sellers and engage with specialists whenever you need. Extend your cash flow with Viably. And sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee. I'm grabbing mine now. And welcome, Danan.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks for having me on. And thanks for also throwing me under the bus when I can't defend anything that you're saying about me.
Well, that's okay. That's the way it should be. You look like you ever watch a Canadian comedy show where they squish the guy's head? It looks like, it just squish your head.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's just a Canadian thing. There was a show on, but hey, we'll talk about it later. It's just funny. So you're just a little guy. If you're watching the video, he's just the little guy in the corner there.
All right,
let's get into this.
There we go.
One of the topics out there right now is trying to remove a legit white hat legit ways to remove negative reviews.
Yep.
And I know that we've gone to a lot of different conferences together, and people approach you all the time about this. So first of all, can it be done?
It can be done. So TraceFuse is the company that I'm with, and we have anywhere between a 5% and 15% removal rate of all of your available critical reviews. And it's actually important that I define what a critical review is. I never paid that much attention to it prior to TraceFuse, but a review as defined by Amazon is a written review. Anything else is a star rating. So let's say you have 1,000 ratings, right? There's going to be a portion of those that are written reviews. Mm-hmm. We can remove anywhere between 5% and 15% of all of your available critical reviews, which are written 1, 2, and 3-star reviews.
Do you go up to bat for smear campaigns?
Yeah, we do. So that's the black hat stuff is definitely what we're after. And as a matter of fact, at some point, not necessarily right now, but I'll show you a few things I found in actually a customer's account yesterday. I found some stuff that's a perfect example of what we're looking for, some of the stuff we're looking for. Mm-hmm. But I'll give you a few examples right off the bat. So one would be, let's say a buyer comes in and buys multiples of your products and leaves a one-star review every single time, right? That could happen two, three, four, five times, right? That's not normal buyer behavior. There's nobody goes out to purchase a brand that they hate just to tell everyone that they hate it so that they had a verified review, right? Another thing we're looking at is we want to know what are the average number of critical reviews that you get in any given day. We're going to look at peaks. So let's say you've been operating for 2 years and the most you've ever gotten in one day was 5 critical reviews, right? And then suddenly 3 days in a row, you've got 20, 18, and 14 critical reviews. Just bam, bam, bam. That's obviously, you're obviously being attacked, right? So unless you 20x'd your sales like 3, 4, 5 days ago, you owe me a cigar.
Nope. Okay. I have to hear it. So if you cough, I get, you know, a cigar, and it's my choice, by the way. Davidoff, you're the dragon.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. I've actually just got only 2 humidors full of those. So, anyhow, we are looking for that. That would be a second thing we're looking for, are these sudden spikes in your negative reviews. Because obviously, you know, if you think about this, let's forget about ethics and morals and all that stuff, right? If you think about this just logically from a business investment, if you're selling a product and I'm selling a competitor product and we're on the same plane in sales roughly, and I spend $10,000 to put 50 negative reviews on your product, all I need to do is drop you down to below me where I can take your position that we're no longer vying for. And that $10,000 investment could represent $10,000 a day or a week. You know, so it's a logical investment, although it's just straight dirty, immoral, illegal even, but it definitely happens. And we definitely find that stuff.
So I can give you a great example, and it's just a coincidence that it came up again today. I talked about it a bit on Monday or Friday, but we had a guy that came to us that had a lot of reviews. But over a 1 day period, or it was a few days, he ended up with 23, just 1-star, not even a mix, just 1-star reviews. And one of them was about this umbrella with a guy sitting in the back of a pickup, holding it out, showing that the wind resistance is supposed to be up to 55 miles an hour. They had a camera showing that it, you know, maybe it went up to 40 miles and it popped. So the guy asked me if I could help him out. So I wrote and, you know, tried to get these reviews, a smear campaign, removed. Yeah. And then I went out and I searched the video, and it led me back to a videographer back in Arizona who was actually highlighting it under the name of his competitor. So it was this competitor who produced this. And so even with that, by the way, even with that, they wouldn't take that review down.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, that is unbelievably common of all. So I speak to sellers every single day, all day. And I ask them, have you tried removing reviews in the past? And, you know, about 50% say no. And the other 50% say yes. And I ask them, well, how did it go? And the vast majority of them say, oh yeah, it was a complete failure.
Yeah.
Or, though there are some people that are persistent out there, which, you know, which is what you have to be, but there are people that did get reviews removed, but the amount of time that they had to spend following up and going back and forth with Amazon, well, I dare say it's not even back and forth. It's more like forth and forth, because Amazon just doesn't do anything for you on that, right? And yeah, just, it is possible, but the best results that I've typically seen are 1% or less. And it's close enough to 0% most of the time to just call it 0%.
Wow. Yeah. Cool. It's a tricky, it's like writing a plan of action. It is tricky. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what are some things that people can do to approach Amazon to get some of these reviews taken down?
Yeah. So I actually created a document for this, and I know we didn't discuss this ahead of time, but Let's see. I'll just share my screen for a second.
Yep. Can you cough?
What's that?
Can you cough for me?
No, doctor, I cannot.
Oh, damn.
So let's see. We should be seeing it now.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So this is a live document. I'm constantly editing it, iterating it, because things are constantly changing with Amazon. So Kelsey's going to give this link, the link to this document. It's a completely open document, so anyone can view it. You can share it out with anyone that you want, but it just gives you some recommendations and some best practices for removing reviews.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I give you what. So first, this, what you're looking at right here is ChatGPT. What to expect to see when you use the prompt that I provide. And the prompt is right here. So beginning of the prompt, it's all this. This is one prompt right here, all the way to right there. Okay. So if you use a tool like Helium 10, for instance, or I think Jungle Scout has one, and Feedback 5, I believe, has one as well. If you're a customer of Feedback 5, you can download your reviews into an Excel spreadsheet or a TXT, use this prompt, upload those, and then it will give you a result like this. And then you just can quickly get a list. That being said, Norm, should I show them some examples right now of what to look for?
Yeah, but I like just wanted to give you some feedback on this. So this is awesome that you're giving us this this file. So this is your prompt that you have. I mean, this is, you specialize in this. People pay you to remove reviews, and here you're kind of giving away the secret sauce. So I really appreciate that, and this is going to be handy. We're going to take a look at this too and see if we can add some of these things into our SOPs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. You're most welcome. And you know, the fact of the matter is that anyone can do this if they've got the patience for it.
Right.
So it, just like anyone can do their own, reimbursements. But how many customers does Gatita have? Remind me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot,
at least five,
at least five. Yes. And, I dare say at least seven even. But this is one of those things, is like, how much time do you want to spend doing this, right? And TraceFuse is a pay for performance model, just like Gatita is. So it's really kind of a set and forget sort of thing, and we'll just handle it. So by all means, of course, there's always going to be those people out there that are out there that are do-it-yourselfers.
Mm-hmm.
This is for those people, you know? And if anyone that uses this finds better tactics, please let me know. I'll put it in the doc. I mean, I'm not shy with this data. I think, you know, there's more sellers out there that are at the wrong end of a stick when it comes to reviews than I'll be able to get to. And Amazon should be managing this stuff, but you know, they're a huge corporation. The fact of the matter is I just don't think they have the time for it.
I just want to say that when I can remember my first brand and working really hard, and I was getting a ton of five-star reviews. And I got to admit, back in the day, a lot of those were, you know, paid reviews, I hate to say, but that was part of what we did back then. And I remember I was at a doctor's office and I saw my first one-star review come in. And my heart fell through my chest. I put everything into this brand and I wasn't expecting it. And so the first thing I did, I'm panicking. I'm trying to reach out to the person, because you could do that back then.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of them and trying to make things right. And anyways, I did make it right. But one of the things that I've learned over time is that if you only have positive reviews, that probably reflects worse on you than if you have some 1, 2, and 3-star reviews. If you have a perfect listing, something's up. It's fishy. So just because you have, and I'm talking about the legit ones. If there's a legit problem, most people look at one stars and go, oh, this one's the crazy cat lady. And then you have the second, and usually they'll, you know, if you want to have the truth, it's right in around the three stars. You can have really great positive five stars, but people kind of ignore it. For the most part, at least that's my thought. I know the way that I look at reviews, I'll look at the three stars to get the real, you know, the real McCoy.
Yeah, that makes sense for you.
For me.
Now, I'm inclined to agree with you.
Oh my God.
Being said, yeah, don't let anyone know, please. Oh crap, is this recorded?
Yeah.
However, when it comes to an algorithm, the algorithm doesn't care, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you get too many 3-to-1-star reviews, too many 3-star reviews, even depending on the ratio, if you drop down, this is surveyed by quite a few of my customers. If you drop down from a 4.3 to a 4.2 rating, the difference in sales,
you're done.
The loss, it's not necessarily done.
Sales just get killed.
Yeah. It's like a 25 to 50% loss, like that. And that could be the difference of a single review.
Yep.
Or a single smear campaign.
And yeah, that's true. You know, and before we get going on any further, I talked about this the other day. We do a lot with non-alcoholic spirits. So I know you wouldn't care about that, but we do this
spiritual spirits. And I was like, hey, I'm in
there we go. But with these products, so there's five brands that we manage, and strangely enough, whenever we got up to 4.5, you know, in that not five star, but just 4.5 range, all of a sudden there'd be smear. There'd be bang, 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 all the way down. So where you can only see either 3.5 or 3 stars. Now it's not just to us. It's to every brand out there that gets to 4.5 stars, except for one company. Figure it out.
Yeah. 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 That's that. We once had something very similar to that. So the supplements space is a particularly aggressive space in Amazon, and we see a lot of black hat stuff there. So we actually had one where we got a customer. It was, you know, if you look, sometimes this stuff is so obvious. You just need to know to look and where to look and how to look, right? But there was a competitor to our customer that was blasting them with 1 stars. We got in one escalation case with Amazon, we got 177 critical reviews removed like that.
Jeez.
And what happened is that we figured out that the accounts that were leaving the 1-star reviews were also leaving 5-star reviews on the competitor, but those were the only reviews. Right? So go figure who hired that to happen, right?
Yeah.
But 177 critical reviews removed. But not only did the critical reviews get removed on our customer account, the 5 stars got removed from the competitor. So now we've got a much truer representation, much more true representation of the ratings. And our customer took pole position and their sales went up drastically.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the whole process. So, and not so much about TraceFuse, but just the process of removing. So you discover that you're getting an above average 1-star review. You get hit with a ton. Now you know something's up. What do you do? What's your process of what should an Amazon seller do to start the process to get them removed? And by the way, a LinkedIn user, I don't see who you are, but how's it going? Let us know who you are. Or do you know, Kels?
It's Shia.
Oh, Shia.
Yeah. Oh, that Shia's our friend, isn't he?
He is.
Nice. What's up, buddy? How are you? I wish I had some of the swag. Okay, well, whatever. Anyhow. I do have this though still. I keep this on my desk for fun.
Oh, there we go. Cigars with Norm. There we go.
Who likes this logo better for Lunch with Norm? You know, this is my own complete unique design.
That's so cool.
Okay, cool. So yes, let's answer your question.
Yeah.
What was the question? What are we doing?
What's the process? So let's go through action steps.
All right. So number one, you want to hit the report button on the review. And that is actually in that self-removal document. Mm-hmm. So number one is hitting the report button. That is, you know, pretty much everyone will say that is completely useless, but it does do something. And sometimes that actually works. Number two would be to go to community help. So that's community-help@amazon.com. And in my document, I give you some ideas on what to use for the subject line. I'm working on content structure. Like I said, this is a live document and I just work on it on my off time and add to it and stuff like that. But you're going to want to make sure that you have a link to the review. Ideally a link to the buyer's profile, because sometimes what you'll find is that that's the only review that that buyer has ever done. Right. Other times, this is interesting that I recently found, sometimes you go into the buyer profile, there are no reviews at all. And yet, the review for that buyer profile is on your product. I have no idea. I haven't figured that part out yet.
Hmm.
So if you do that, I find that fairly often, right? Granted, I'm looking at critical reviews all the time, but I do often see that. So having screenshots in your email makes it, I've heard on the word on the street is that'll help you to get in front of the eyes of an actual human rather than just an AI reading the text and what's in there. So let me back it up and kind of get this correct. Make sure you have a title, that a subject line that is kind of clickbaity, like, oh my gosh, this is totally illegal, or not quite so bad, but something like that. You want to have the link to the review. You want to have a link to the community guidelines or an excerpt of the community guidelines. Again, the link is in my document, but showing Amazon, this is what it says in the community guidelines. And yeah, thank you. And this is what the review says. This is a direct violation of your community guidelines. Basically, you need to prove to the person. Randall says you can choose not to show reviews in your profile.
I did not know that.
Randall, would you reach out later and show us that, please? That would be good to know, because we're talking about product reviews though. So there's a way to hide product reviews. Anyhow, well, we'll go on, but Randall, let's talk later, buddy. That's an interesting thing. So let's see, where am I at? And then of course, when you're writing this email, it has to have all the data, but it's got to be super simple. It has to be easy to read. It has to flow well, much like, you know, yours and Kevin's newsletter. It needs to flow well. Otherwise you lose the attention of the person. And rumor has it that Amazon's graded on how many, at least Seller Central, how many closed cases they have, not necessarily on handled problems. So again, this is an email to community help, but that would be the format right now is report it, go to community help, and a last resort, you can go to brand registry.
All right. Very good. Well, it's at the bottom of the hour. This is the first time you're listening to the podcast. We do something special at the top of the hour called the Wheel of Kelsey. And usually when a guest comes on the podcast, they provide us with a giveaway. And today we have an awesome giveaway for one person, but for anybody who's listening live, we've got a giveaway for everybody. So why don't we talk about that, Dannon?
Yeah, sure. So basically anybody that's on the podcast, you're going to get a $500 credit to your account. So the first two reviews removed are going to be free for you.
There you go. So,
yeah.
All right. And then for the one winner,
The one winner is going to get a free audit, free setup, and a $500 credit. So how could you lose?
How could you lose? Okay. All right. So let me do just a quick live read from Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. So Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat is a book, and I promise I will actually have a recorded version of this, but it is a book that pretty much took Amazon by storm. It was published by Forbes. The author is Colin Campbell, called Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. And it's over the last 10 years, how he's start, scaled, exit, and repeated multiple 7, 8, and 9-figure companies. Matter of fact, I was with him when he exited back in the 90s, a 9-figure company. So he just goes through his process. It's more of a reference guide. So he breaks it down under start, and he has 4 different categories with different subcategories. Then under scale, the same thing, 4 categories, subcategories, exit, and then repeat. So I know that there's been a couple of listeners here that have bought the book. I've read the book. Kelsey's read the book. And I think it's an incredible, I told Colin that I thought it was one of the best books that I've ever read on business. So not only did I agree with this, Amazon ended up, there's been 15 number one categories for this book, including entrepreneurship, business overall, startups, e-commerce. So I had the whole list the other day. And when I do my my recorded version, you'll see all the categories that it ended up a number one seller, bestseller. So no, I shouldn't say bestseller, but a number in the number one category. So Kelsey, if you could put the link there, if anybody's interested in a good reference guide, one thing I always tell Amazon sellers is that you're entrepreneurs. So you got to act like one. And this is a book that can help you on your way. Okay, so let's get back to Danan. There you go. Have you read the book?
No, I have not read the book. I have a slight issue reading books. Not that I can't read, because I know that's how you'd understand that. Just that I get very little time for reading, unfortunately, at this time with 3 young children. So nighttime after dinner is a madhouse. So I don't spend a lot of time.
It's also on Audible.
Perfect. I'll do it on my drive to work.
Okay, just 1 second. It's coffee time, and Danan's on the line. Kels, or Kels? That's Connie.
I'm Connie.
Yep. Hi, Connie. I didn't mistake you. Oh, she brought a whole pot of coffee.
Hi,
yeah. Hi. Of course, it's coffee time. It's 12:30, isn't it? It always happens at 12:30.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the criteria. So a lot of people think they've got a bad review, but it's a bad review. You're allowed to leave a bad review.
Correct.
What type of criteria do you look for to even start the process?
So the easy to go after ones, mm-hmm. I say that's a relative term, are reviews that are FBA related, shipping related. They've got pricing information. I just love how you drink out of that mug, Norm, because you just advertise every sip you take.
That was the point.
I know it. So, FBA related, shipping related, pricing information, foul language, competitor information. And there's actually quite a few different other things as well. Those are the most common one. FBA and shipping are very, very common. And so is pricing and competitor information. Actually, I will show you once again, if I may. This is a perfect time to show you some. Well, before I do that, those are the ones that are single reviews that are easier to get rid of. When it comes to the black hat stuff, I've already kind of gone over what to look for. Now I'm going to show you quickly what you can some of the stuff to look for that is suspect.
Okay.
So here is the top positive and top critical review, right? The top critical review.
You're not sharing if you're. There you go.
There we go. So the top critical review right here is it's a 1-star. It doesn't work for me, right? And this person goes into a bunch of other products, not to mention drugs, right?
Yeah.
And if you look at the public profile on this is Now, I did this research prior, but this, and this one here, I think, are all sleep aids, all one stars. And there's one sleep aid that's a five star. I think it was that one. Or anyhow, the point is that there's a bunch of one stars, and then there's a single five star, but all of them are like really nasty. Like you look at these reviews and it just says it caused headaches and it made them lightheaded. And let's see, I'll just show you this one real quick. So, oh, that's the same one that I just showed you. So anyhow, there's a lot of stuff in this where like this is a sleep aid, but this person is basically saying they take a cocktail of drugs to go to sleep. Like, no, if that's not working for you, no naturopathic thing is going to, but it just screams. Like you look at this and it's a bunch of competitor information, and you look at the public profile and there's a bunch of one star reviews. That's suspect on itself. Right. Not to mention that you can probably get that review removed anyhow, because it's borderline medical information, medical advice, right?
I had something like this happen with our soap. So all of a sudden we got this horrible one star review, but it gets into the chemical makeup of the soap and the fusion process with the chemicals. So I take a look at the person's profile account, and you know, they're talking about Gumby and Pokey. They're talking about, and I'm talking basic language, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're talking about this toy. Then they're talking about just a very diverse thing. And then you've got this chemical makeup structure, and they get into this like high level chemistry makeup from Gumby and Pokey. It just made no sense.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another one. This is something I've seen this a couple of times. So it says, sticker on the bottle said, get your next bottle free, text blah, 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 right? So I've seen this. We had a customer once that this is it started out as an unfortunate situation, but it actually worked out in his favor. So Amazon stripped like 12,000 reviews from our customer, because what happened is he had a QR code to register for a warranty, which then reloaded to a thank you page that said, leave us a review. And it had five stars in there. Now, He didn't even ask for a five-star review. It just had the image of five stars, right? That then redirected to the review page. And there were a couple of bad actors that went in there saying, I was forced to leave this review in order to get this, to get my warranty, which is completely false. Amazon, you know, we know what it's like to deal with Amazon, right? So they stripped 12,000 reviews from this guy for that reason, because of a review very similar to something like this, right? So this is designed to get your, well, let's actually look at this product. Currently unavailable. So, you know, the review date, this is a long time ago, but this is the sort of thing you might expect to see, is some review like this. And now that you get whacked for that, right? Let's look at one more profile here. Here's the example of somebody buying multiple of a product and leaving basically a one-star review every time. And it's the same title, bad product, right? So anyhow, I won't go too much further into this. I think you guys get the idea, but if you study the community guidelines, the Amazon's community guidelines, particularly the part that says what's not allowed, and you start going through these buyer accounts, one of the things that you're going to often see is reviews that are super inflammatory words. Like, I have literally seen a review that said, should be called murder something or other, right? Because and we're talking about like LED lights for a bicycle, right? This was not a knife or something like that. So there's that. There's do not buy exclamation point. That's a common one. There's buyer beware. That's a very common one. And if you guys don't know, you can go into the reviews of your in Seller Central into the reviews and you can search for content inside the review. So if you look for buyer beware, you look for do not buy, and you look for these other inflammatory and very strong statements, you might be able to quickly get a few that you can just report those right away and then go straight to community guidelines and say fake review, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. Don't want to take up too much of your time here, Norm. How am I doing?
You're doing great. Now, one of the things I want to ask listeners is if they've had a situation like this, just if you can give us some of your horror stories.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, the other thing too is if you've got some really cool stories to talk about how you got something removed, let us know. In a few minutes, we'll be starting with questions. So if you have any questions, make sure you throw it in to the comment section and we'll get to it. I know that we have a question right now, but there should be a ton of questions about how to get rid of reviews. All right. Something else. I just want to talk on it. We touched on it before, but let's talk about the importance and what Thanks, this dear. Will do to your business if you don't keep your star rating up. And some, like we talked about 4.3, 4.2. Why are those numbers so important?
Because you go from a visual 4.5 star to a visual 4 star. I can't believe that it's so, I would have never guessed that you would have that would have such an impact, but it does. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe a 10% loss. That was my estimation, but it is not. I most people tell me somewhere between 25 and 50%, 30% being the median on it probably. And some people have said it killed their product completely. And I think it's dependent upon the category. Because also I've had customers who are like, I just want to get from a 3.5 to a 3.6. And that's going to make all the difference in the world. They're like, okay. And they're selling $1 million a month. You know?
We do that all the time. We're monitoring. And if it drops, we'll do whatever we can to get it just that one fraction, like that one extra review or 10 or whatever it takes. So it shows 4.5 or bring it up from 3.5 to 4.
Yes.
You know, it's that important.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, we estimate that based on me speaking to, again, a lot of customers, I'm not just making these numbers up. Good one, Nir. Thanks. Yeah. If you remove negative reviews, your conversion rate gets better. Yeah. That's definitely something we see a lot of. But we estimate that a 1-star review, that's another cigar, Norm, has roughly the same weight rating as 12. 5-star reviews, which is completely backwards, if you ask me. Totally backwards.
Wow.
But I'm not the one that designed the algorithm that I
You aren't? I thought you were A9.
I'm A1.
Oh, Duck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the steak sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. One last question before we get into the questions. Just any success stories that you can share other than what you've been talking about?
Yeah. So one person so the success stories are kind of strangely tough to come by. Our customers don't often reach back out to us, but we've had a few. One guy had his ACOS go from 40% all the way down to 20% over the course of basically 1 month. So a 50% reduction in ACOS. Now, what does that mean in real life? That means that they're paying less money to make more money, right? So their conversion rate went up, right? One guy called us and said, we took his star rating from a 4-star to a 4.5-star, which even surprised me. Like sometimes I tell you, you know, there's probably a good number of people here listening that knew at one point that you had to have at least 500 critical reviews in order to be able to qualify as a customer for TraceViews. And we have removed that barrier. Now anybody qualifies as a customer for TraceViews. And as a seller myself, I fought really hard for that because I know that when you're starting a product or you're 1 year in, the difference of five reviews can be a make break point for you, mm-hmm. right? And I really wanted to be able to help those people. Again, a seller myself, like I have dealt with this as well, you know, and we won't go into the details of my private label product, but I struggled not, you remember the days when you can actually respond to reviews? Yep. I struggled to keep it nice and nice. And my wife had to take over that, but yeah. You're not wrong about my wife running everything, including my whole life. It's I take no responsibility for myself. It's all her.
I know. Don't have to say it. Yep. Okay, let's get into some questions.
Let's do it.
All right. So the first one is from Randall. I tried removing reviews even for return products sold as new and haven't had success. Curious how you'd get those removed.
Yeah. So those ones, it's really interesting. It needs to violate some aspect of Amazon's community guidelines. Now, if someone has a review that says, I got this and it was used, and obviously none of us ship in used products, right? Unless we're in arbitrage. But we're talking private label here. Most arbitrage people and wholesalers, they don't want to pay for getting reviews removed on someone else's product. So private label. We don't sell used products, right? So those ones are hard to the degree that Amazon just doesn't care, but easy to the degree that as long as in that review they say they shipped me a used product or the product arrived used or broken or something like that, those have very clear are very clearly eligible for removal because it is an FBA or shipping related review. So that's how that goes.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
We do have a comment from Near here. He says, Dana Coleman is amazing. Always. My inner circle group was part of the beta. I can tell you that TraceFuse is working and it is fantastic. So
thank you, Near. Good to see you, buddy.
All right. Very good. Okay. So Dana, do you want to give your contact information and just how do people get a hold of you?
No, thanks.
All right. That's what I thought.
Actually, the best way to get a hold of me is actually to go through Lunch with Norm. So Lindsay, would you put up the link to Lunch with Norm? And if you don't have it, I'll give it to you real quick, but I'll just tell it to everyone for those that are listeners. It's tracefuse.ai/lunchwithnorm. And the Lunch with Norm has dashes in between. So it's lunch-with-norm. My favorite dashes.
Very, very good. All right. True.
Anyone that's on this podcast, that link will get you that $500 credit to your account. And yeah.
So like we said, if you're live on the podcast today, no questions asked, you get a $500 credit. Also, if for the big winner, they get an audit and all the special treatment, it's a $750 value plus a $500 credit. So just, you know, that's what we're doing. You got about 30 seconds before we go over to the wheel. I'm just going to do a live read and then we'll head over there. Okay. So here we go. Dog just came down to nothing in your mouth today. Good. Okay. So seller basics. Hey, Amazon sellers, ever faced with account suspensions, ASIN hiccups, or IP headaches? Introducing Seller Basics, your Amazon accounts guardian, with just $99 per month, or by using the code NORM, $89 a month, Seller Basics offers a dedicated team to shield your business from these challenges. Plus, this membership offers free legal consultations from seasoned e-commerce attorneys. No long-term contracts, cancel in just a month's notice, and you can view Seller Basics as your Amazon accounts health plan. Check out Seller Basics at sellerbasics.com. And now for the disclaimer. Seller Basics isn't an insurer or law firm. Consultations come from independent firms. Results may vary and membership is needed before events leading to claims and terms apply. All right, let's go over to the wheel.
It's time for the Wheel of Nelson.
All right, we do have one more question that came in. We can answer it after the wheel.
Okay, so this one is from Cool Hand. Are reviews that say things like lid makes no sense and have a 1-star rating eligible for removal, or arrive broken also a 1-star?
Yeah, so arrive broken, that's a pretty clear case in that that's a shipping issue, right? So that one, yes. Lid makes no sense. That one could be. So I haven't discussed this because there's a lot more reviews for you guys to go after that are a fairly clear case, but a review needs to actually be helpful to the potential next buyer. So if a review, there was one that's, there was a 1-star review I saw recently that the title was thank you and there was no content, right? Something like that. Again, lid makes no sense. Well, that review makes no sense, actually, is what makes no sense, right? A lid is used to go on top of something. So you could argue that this review is very unhelpful and does not assist potential buyers in making a buying decision. If you all take the viewpoint that Amazon doesn't care about anything except their customer and their customer spending money on Amazon and having a good experience to have it, and you take the viewpoint of Amazon as like, I'm trying to make this a better buying experience for my next customer, right? And you use the buying experience, like that's kind of like a trigger word for them, right? It has to be a good buying experience. So if this is attacking the buyer experience or preventing it from being good, or you know, any of those things, it's all about how you communicate this to Amazon, right? So that's my recommendation on the lid makes no sense one. Is this is harmful to the buyer experience because it's not actually a review on the product, it's just a comment about something completely non sequitur.
Okay. All right. Let's get over to the wheel.
Let's do it.
Okay. So here is the wheel. I'm going to shuffle this up. And we do this every single episode. So make sure you come back on Friday for our next Wheel of Kelsey. If you are the winner, please email me, kate@lunchwithnorm.com. And it looks like it's
Iroh. All right.
So congratulations, Pyro. If you can email me, kate@lunchwithnorm.com, we'll connect you with Danon. And thanks, everyone, for entering.
By the way,
congratulations.
So Pyro won. Look at this. Oh, there we go. He's on fire. Oh, is that for Pyro?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Pyro won the Tariff Terminator the other day that we were giving away. And I think, if I understand this correctly, Afalabi saved thousands of dollars just by doing the Tariff Terminator. So I forget the exact amount, but it blew me away. So congratulations on that. That free giveaway turned into thousands of dollars worth of savings just by changing your HTS code. So congrats on that, Pyro. All right, that's it. We are done. Want more great information? Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here. Also, if you want to check out our latest podcasts, click over here. Lunch with the